Neil, I've got a question for you because you've done some cycling before.
Yeah.
I was talking to Jules on our road trip yesterday and I said, and we were passing cyclists on the road, and I said, I wonder whether cyclists feel that cycling is as risky as people think ocean swimming is. So ocean swimming, people think sharks. When I think cycling, I think hit by a car. And annually, by far, there'd be more cyclist deaths than shark attacks. What is it about the swimming that's so different from the cycling, even though the cycling is more dangerous?
I think it's Jaws.
Yeah.
Isn't that movie?
Yeah. Yeah. I do think it's the unknown too. Like, if you don't know it, you haven't experienced it, it's all unknown to you. So, as Jenny was saying, if your experience of ocean is what you see on the movies, and you're not going to show anything benign, they're going to show sharks and all that, make it spectacular. So that's people's image of it. And I think it's people just don't know it. And if they got out there and just experienced it and got that knowledge and experience of what it's like out there, they wouldn't have that fear or wouldn't think it's unusual to do it. But not many people do what we do, like do that real ocean swimming. And
when you were cycling, though, did you jump on your bike and think the same thing that you think in the ocean? Like, did you think, gee, today I could get hit by a car? Or is it just, are you under a false sense of security because it seems to be a safer place on the road?
No, I didn't ever have fear of on the bike, but always had that experience. I've had quite a few, near death or injury experiences on the bike, whereas I haven't really had that in the ocean. I think it's that, well, what you've got the fear on the bike is other human beings and what they can do, whereas out in the ocean it's that fear of sharks or other creatures that are going to get you, and that's probably what people fear more than anything is.
So on the road you probably think, it's humans, so they're in some sort of control, making some sort of decisions, whereas the risk in the ocean is...
Yeah, that's right.
It's totally out of uncontrolled. You don't know what a shark's going to do if it's out there. And people hear stories. And it's, if you look at the statistics, as you say, it's so few shark attacks, really. People got more chance of drowning than getting attacked by a shark,
being on the bike and being in the community, that's our natural place to be. Being out there, it's not. But the fear is that such a tiny part of it that just pops up and you shut that down straight away, and all of it is really just about the excitement and joy of being in the ocean. That fear is such a minor part and such a temporary state that we all just let go of very quickly. But the risk on a bike is, you just got to look at the people.
Yeah.
Neil probably didn't feel the fear, but when I was cycling behind him and would see how close he'd get to the cars and be in the dark, and certainly that would have been more of a dangerous activity. But